Greetings and welcome to the audio introduction to Chapter Guide 3 for Chemistry 223. My name is Michael Russell. I'm glad you're here. And if you have questions on this or anything else, please let me know. Okay, get ready for equation extravaganza. This is the titration section. We're going to talk about not just the acids and bases separately, but what happens when you add acids and bases together. A titration is something we've all done in lab. Titrations are what allow acids and bases to come together. We're going to be really worried about what the equivalence point is, which is basically when the moles of acid and the moles of base are equivalent when you've got them basically out. Sometimes you'll have a pH effect, like it'll be slightly basic or acidic, and sometimes in the case of strong acids and strong bases, it'll actually be pH of 7, which is neutral. So we're going to look extensively at the types of equations that are used to figure this kind of stuff out. So equivalence point is important. Remembering all the ideas of pH from the previous section is also important. But along with this, we're going to have to start thinking about buffers, because some of the equations between weak acids, strong bases, and weak base, strong acids involve essentially like a buffer-like system. Buffers are systems that basically are not very susceptible to changes in pH. Normally, when you add an acid or a base, the pH changes dramatic, but with a buffer, it actually fights it a little bit. It's kind of neat. So anyway, we'll use the Henderson-Hasselbalch equation extensively to describe the effects of buffers, how we can make a buffer, what an appropriate buffer is. We'll see that sometimes it's more appropriate than others. So buffers play in our area of titrations as well, which is cool. The Henderson-Hasselbalch equation is not the only way to go, but it certainly is encouraged. We will look a little bit about how you can pick the right kind of indicator that helps you to determine where the equivalence point is for a reaction. But mostly we'll just be looking at the equations themselves. It's really, really important to remember that volume is equal to the concentration divided by... the moles divided by the concentration. Sorry, I'm getting myself mixed up now. Those kind of little things are really important. And also, it's a good idea to know when a strong acid and a weak acid versus a strong base and a weak base. Those kind of little distinctions can make a big difference. If you've done your studying in previous sections, this won't be bad at all. There's a lot of examples. I encourage you to look at the examples when you're doing these kind of things and then apply them as appropriate. Okay, this is a very different kind of section, but you're going to do great. And if you have questions at any time, don't be afraid to contact me. Good luck with your studying.